Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sabbath, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarael of Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll send out a request to find out if I'm being heard clearly. If so, send me a thumbs up. We'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for giving me another opportunity to come before thy people and to dispense your word to them. We thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of this week We thank thee for the lessons and the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, whose blood runs through our veins, whose spirit enlightens our hearts and enlightens our minds. We thank thee, Father, for protecting us from dangers seen and unseen. We thank thee, Father, for arming us with your full armor. And we thank thee, Father, for giving us thy fruit of thy spirit. We thank you, Father, for constantly encouraging us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for those in whom we come across who reminded us of the wonders of your word and the wonders that your son has done for us.
Journey into captivity a second time in ships. rejected his instruction.
Hello, fam. We're having a little technical difficulty. If you can hear my voice, shoot me a text. We'll play a tune or so until we can get everything straightened out.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
The highest praise today. So we say, ha, yeah,
glory belongs to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
To you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Yeah.
All the glory belongs to you,
oh God. Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift your high. All the earth, because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah. And we say,
yeah.
Shalom. Can y'all hear me out there? Cool, cool. They said they can hear me. All right. Shalom. We had a little technical difficulties with my phone. I guess the iPhone trying to tell me that I need to get a new update, but I don't want the iPhone 12. Shalom, shalom, shalom. We're going to start all over again. Shabbat shalom, Ms. Rael, family, and listening audience. I'm your host, Yara Al, Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, we're going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to get through these technical difficulties so that your word can go forth, so that we can get another understanding or more understanding of your word and what your son has done for us. We thank thee for the protection that you've given us throughout the course of this week, but ultimately we thank thee for allowing us to come to the Sabbath day to meet with you and to hear the wonders of your word. We thank thee for the protection that you've given us. We thank thee for the care that you've shown us. And we thank thee for the love that you've given us through thy son, Yahushua. We ask of thee to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word on this Shabbat day, so that we can share the wonders of Yahushua with those in whom we come in contact with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we pray in the name of Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. As always, I suggest that everyone get your notepad, your iPad, your pens, your pencils, concordance, study Bibles, all those things that you need for a good study as we travel through the Word of God on this Sabbath day. Like last week, the heading was, "Will you listen this time, Israel?" And we went over a few different stories within the Word where, you know, Yahweh used Joshua to reiterate the things that he had done for them before he was going off the scene, how they went through the different battles and went through different lands, and how Yahweh conquered those lands for them. And he also told them that it was going to be some lands that they were going to have to conquer. And then we went to Gideon and how Gideon was told to do a thing. And he questioned to make sure that the thing that he was doing was by Yahweh. And the Father made it happen to be, honor his request. And he did the thing. Then we went to Yahushua. And how Yahushua did some things and established the 12 and established the 70 and, gave authority to his Talmudim, gave his authority to those men that he sent out to share his word with those in whom they came in contact with. So this lesson is called Israel. Open the windows of your mind so that you can hear again. And the Father led me this way because in this day and time, many people are wondering whether or not the Father is even listening. But he's listening. The question is, are you hearing? And so we're going to go through a variety of scriptures that shows that the Father is listening to us. He's listening to us. and he's sending messages back to us. But we have to remember that we also have to hear, and we have to listen attentively for what he is saying and not get caught up in the things that we are saying to ourselves and the things that other people are saying to us also. So we're going to start off in Genesis. We'll start off in Genesis chapter 3. Verse 8. And it reads, "They heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh Elohim among the trees of the garden." So we're going here because this is the beginning. And this is the beginning of when Yahweh Elohim created man, and he had man in the garden. And man could hear him because Adam had a relationship with Yahweh Elohim. But when he did what he had done, and when he was disobedient, another reality was opened up to him. And because of that, he was able to hear the Father or Yahweh Elohim moving through the garden. And because of that, he grew afraid and hid himself. That's just getting into the story a little bit. But the reason of this particular scripture is the fact that he heard the voice of Yahweh walking. So from here, we're going to go to John chapter 11, verse 42. And it reads, and this is Yahushua talking, and it says, "I know that you always listen to me, but because of the multitude that stands around, I say this, that they may believe that you sent me." So the Father took me here to let you know that this is Yahushua saying, "I know that you're listening to me always. You're always listening to me." That was a statement which Adam was in at one time. He heard. But we know that he had to be removed from the garden because of didn't want him to eat from the tree of life. So now we're going to go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. And it reads, "Yahweh heard the groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob. Yahweh saw the children of Israel, and Yahweh was concerned about them." So when we're in this day and time right now, and we're wondering whether or not the Father hears us, he does, because he's telling us how he heard them in the past. He heard Yisrael in the past. And he remembered a covenant that he made well before Israel even existed. And that brought that back to mind. And it concerned him. So he is still concerned about us in this day and time. And he still hears us in this day and time. Yisrael. Exodus chapter 3, verse 9. And it reads, "Now, behold, the children of Israel has come to me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. So, right here, we're talking about how Israel was in the midst of Egypt and how the Egyptians was oppressing them. And he heard them cry out to him. He heard them crying out to him. So we're going to go here to, I looked up Egypt. And If you look up Egypt, the word is Mitzrayim, and it's from in your Hebrew lexicon 47:14. Mitzrayim. And the definition is, you know, Mitzrayim is actually a son of Ham. But it has a definition also. And that definition, when you break down Mitzrayim, it takes you to 4692, which is Metzor. And it means to siege, enclosure, entrench. I looked the word entrenchment up. And entrenchment means the process or fact of an attitude, habit, or belief becoming so firmly established that change is very difficult or unlikely. So when Israel or the Hebrews was in the midst of Egypt, they was entrenched in a level of thinking or an attitude. So that's one of the reasons why the Father had to raise them up, lift them up and out of Egypt. Because whatever they were going through in the midst of Egypt was being ingrained in them, was being firmly established with them, within them. So from Metzor, it also has another definition. It takes you to 4693. Same sense, but it's limited or a besieged place. So I looked the term up, besieged, which is surrounded by armed forces aimed to capture or force surrender. So one of the things we have to understand about Egypt, it was trying to get us to surrender. What are we surrendering to? The powers of Egypt. And we understand that we war not with flesh and blood, but in principalities and high places. So what is happening? The adversary is trying to get us to surrender to him and to his power. But the Father, he's shown in his word that he will lift us up and out. He will lift us up and out of that oppression. But we have to open our minds to see this. We have to open our minds to see this. And because humanity is so far away from the Father, so far away from his word, sometimes it is very difficult for us as humans to even fathom the understanding that this wonderful creator has given us an out of the torment that we're in. So from here, we're going to go to Psalms 12. I'm going to read the whole psalm, and it reads, the first word is help. You know, help Yahweh, for godly men cease, for the faith fail from among the children of men. Everyone lies to his neighbor. They speak with flattering lips and with a double heart. May Yahweh cut off all flattering lips and the tongues that boast, who have said, with our tongues we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Because of the oppression of the weak and because of the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says Yahweh. I will set him in safety from those who malign him. The words of Yahweh are flawless words, as silver refined in a clay furnace, purified seven times. You will keep them, Yahweh. You will preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side. When what is vile is exalted among the sons of men. We have to understand that we have wickedness all around us, but the Father will help us get through it. He will strengthen us. He will purify us if we stick to his word, if we heed his voice and pay attention to his ordinances that he has given us. From here, we're going to go to Judges. Judges chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. And it reads, Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the children of Israel cried to Yahweh. And it happened when the children of Israel cried to Yahweh because of Midian, that Yahweh sent a prophet to the children of Israel. And he said to them, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of all who oppress you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not fear the gods of the Ammonites, in whose land you dwell. But you have not listened to my voice. I went here because, you know, this is just another episode of Israel crying for help. And the Father is making reference to what he has done in Egypt. And he's also making reference for what he has done for them and raising them above the Amorites. But what happened? They did not listen. Israel did not listen to his voice. They did not listen to his voice. But he still came to their rescue when they cried out to him. This is just another example of how the Father does listen to us. He does hear us. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. And it reads, Yahweh said to Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you live, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Neither shall you walk in their statutes. See, Moses was telling Israel not to conform to the ways of the land, to cleave to the ways of Yahweh, to listen to his voice. And he told them that he was going to take them into another land. And he told them the same thing. Do not walk in their ways. Just like now, we're here in the United States, but we're still supposed to follow the law, statutes, and judgment that Yahweh has given us. We're supposed to still follow those, and he will constantly protect us. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. And it reads, thus saith Yahweh, do not learn the ways of the nations, and do not be dismayed at the signs of the skies, for the nations are dismayed at them. The Father is telling us, do not get caught up in the ways of the nation. He's telling us, don't get caught up in the things that we see in the heavens, because the nations get caught up in those things. But we should already understand these things in the heavens, because our Father created them. Our Father has given us an explanation of these things from the heavens. Our Father has given us the ways of life. And so he encourages us not to take on the ways of the nations. Even though throughout the different stories we have read and came across how Israel gets caught up in the nations, and the nations acknowledge the God of Israel, and they understand the power of the God of Israel. We're going to go to 2 Kings, chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 33 to 36, and then I'm going to read verses 40 to 41. And it reads, "Fear Yahweh and serve their own gods after the ways of the nations from among whom they had been carried away. To this day, they do what they did before. They did not fear Yahweh, neither do they follow their statutes and their ordinances or the law or the commandments which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Yahweh had made a covenant and commanded them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourself to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them, but you shall fear Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm. And you shall bow yourself to him, and you shall sacrifice to him. However, they did not listen, but they did what they did before. So these nations feared Yahweh and served their engraven images. Their children likewise, and their children's children, as their fathers did. So they do." Understanding how Israel were among different nations, and they still worshiped idols of the nations, at the same time trying to worship Yahweh, thinking that that was okay. And it's not okay, because we read in other, it's a scripture that talks about how Yahweh is a jealous Elohim. He's not sharing his glory with nothing outside of him. And then we understand that these other deities of these other nations are deities that they made themselves. They created these deities. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Now, before I get into this scripture, now we're going to see things are going to change a little bit. See, because the previous scriptures that were being read was being read as, you know, Israel as a nation, as a group, as a family, crying to the Most High, and he acknowledging their cries. So even in this day and time, we as a family, we as a group, we can cry out to the Father for assistance and for help. And he hears us also. But he understands the motive. He understands our sincerity. Just as Israel did in the past, they were sincerely crying out. But it wasn't everybody in Israel. But it was those who were dedicated to Yahweh who were crying out. And Yahweh helped the whole. He helped the whole for the sake of the few. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And it says, "No one can serve two masters, for either you will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve both Yah and Mammon." And when we deal with Mammon, we're dealing with riches, we're dealing with money, we're dealing with possessions, we're dealing with property. You can't love both. So you have to understand, who do you serve? We've been over scriptures where it talks about when, you know, Elijah came on the scene. He said, how long will you hawk between two opinions? This is the same thing right here, being reiterated during Messiah's time. Who are you going to serve? You either going to serve Yahweh, or you going to serve Mammon, the riches, the money, the possessions, the property. Joshua chapter 24. I'm going to read verse 14, and then I'm going to read verse 19 and 20. And it reads, now therefore, fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt and serve Yahweh. Verse 19, Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Yahweh. You cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy, mighty one. He's a jealous, mighty one. He will not forgive your disobedience nor your sin. If you forsake Yahweh and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good. And Father just brought this to my mind as we, you know, it's a scripture that says the wages of sin is death. And understanding that sin is the transgression of the law, lawlessness. So when you're disobedient to the ways of the Father or the things that he tells you not to do, then you're being disobedient. And you're worthy of death because you're going against the law. You're going against what he say. Proverbs chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 7 to 14. And it reads, now therefore, my son, listen to me. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way from her. Do not come near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your labors enrich another man's house. You will groan at your latter end when your flesh and your body are consumed and say, how I have hated instructions. And my heart despised reproof. Neither have I obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor turned my ears to those who instruct me. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the gathered assembly. Father brought to my mind when he said her, as he always in various places in the scriptures, he said, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. And her is Mystery Babylon, or her can be referred to as that sinful nature. Come out of her. Come out of this sinful nature. And we can do it when we cleave to Yahushua, when we renew our minds and change our ways to the ways of the Most High. When we submit ourselves to his truth, when we submit ourselves to his word, when we submit ourselves to Yahushua, as Yahushua submitted himself to his Father, we submit ourselves to him and showing our submission to the Father. Genesis chapter 16. Verse 11. Like I said again, we're going to start dealing with the Father hearing individuals crying. crying out to him and how he assists them also. So it's just not a group thing that the Father hears. He also hears individuals. Genesis chapter 16, verse 11. And it reads, "The angel of Yahweh saw to her, 'Behold, you are with child and will bear a son. You shall call him Ishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction.'" Now this story, when we get go a little further into this particular story, or where this scripture comes from, it is talking about Hagar, which was one of Abraham's. Abraham had a child by her, and she was Sarah's handmaiden, and Sarah was afflicting her and treating her bad. And she cried out to the Father, and the Father heard her. So just going back to, how we as believers sometimes think that the Father doesn't hear us, or sometimes we believe that the Father don't see the struggles that we're going through, but he sees them. He hears us. But we have to also remember that there's certain things, there's things that he wants us to learn from the situation that we're in, because he's always trying to purify us. He's always trying to chisel away those different things that we have going on with us, because at the same time, we are a precious stone for his we are a lively stone for his temple. We are a precious jewel to him. So what is he doing? He is removing the impurities that we may have. He is smoothing out the jagged edges. And we have to realize that as a servant of the Most High, that everything that happens to us is for our good. And when we realize that it's for our good, then we will give him his glory and give him his honor. Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 to 33. And it reads, "Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, and he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Reuben, for she said, 'Because Yahweh has looked at my affliction, for now my husband will love me.' She conceived again and bore a son and said, 'Because Yahweh has heard that I am hated and has therefore given me this son also.' She named him Simeon." From here, we're just dealing another aspect of, the Father hearing. And this one, dealing with social responsibility, we as believers. Because sometimes we as believers, we have an obligation to do certain things for other people. And the Father hears these things because, I'm going to just read the scripture. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 22, verses 21 and 23. I mean, 21 to 23, and it reads, "You shall not wrong an alien, neither shall you oppress him, for you are an alien in the land of Egypt. You shall not take advantage of any widow or fatherless child. If you take advantage of them at all, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry." So the Father is letting you know that if we treat someone that's outside of Israel bad and they cry to the Father, he hears them. Because at one time he heard our cry, as is said in the scripture, when we was in the midst of Egypt and being treated harshly and treated bad. And he heard us and he brought us up and out.
Same thing with these people when we treat people harshly and bad. He hears them and he will bring them up and out. James chapter 5, verse 4. And it reads, behold, the wages of a laborer who mows your field, which you have kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of those who reap have entered into the ears of the mighty one of armies. Just another aspect, just another scriptural example showing how the Father hears when we defraud people. He hears that. He sees that. And we're not supposed to do that. Because we don't want anybody defrauding us. And we cry out to the Father when someone cries, when someone defrauds us of something that we're supposed to get or an agreement that has been made. And so he doesn't want us to demonstrate that character either. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 7. And we cry to Yahweh, our Elohim, the Elohim of our fathers. And Yahweh heard our voice, and he saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. Hosea chapter 7, verse 14. And the Father, he understands our motives for why we do things also. And it reads, they haven't cried to me with their hearts, but they howl on their beds. They assemble themselves for grain and new wine. They turn away from me, though I have taught and strengthen their arm, yet they plot evil against me. See, the Father, he understands our heart, but at the time, he still gives us the things that we need. And he understands our nature. But that doesn't stop him from being a good father. Point learned. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Kings, chapter 20, verse 1 through 5. This is going to be the last scripture for the night. And it reads, In those days was Hezekiah sick to death. Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, thus saith Yahweh, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh, saying, remember now, Yahweh, I beg you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in your sight. Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle part of the city that the word of Yahweh came to him saying, turn back and tell Hezekiah, the prince of my people, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of David, your father, I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of Yahweh. I'm going to end on that note just to let you know when we do well and do good in the Father's eyes, he hears our prayer. Because if we read a little further in this, he granted Hezekiah a few more years to live. A few more years to live. But before he was, you know, the prophet came to him and let him know, hey, you're about to die. Get your stuff in order. He gave him a warning. You know, the Father gives us warnings. He lets us know things in advance. And he hears our prayers. He knows our emotions. He knows our motives. I think it's the scriptures that say he knows our thoughts before we even think them. Why? Because he understands humanity. But we have to understand him. So the more we study his word, the more we practice his word, the more we understand and learn about him, the more we become and be like him. Because that is the goal. The goal is to be more like Yahushua. Be that living word. So Israel, as we come embark upon this Sabbath day, just going to reiterate the title. Open the windows of your mind so that you can hear again. Because the more we cleave to his word, the more we be able to hear his word, the more we be able to perceive his word. Because some of us are walking around with our eyes wide open, but we see nothing. And because we see nothing, we can't perceive the truth of his word. So as I end this session, Shema Israel, Shema Israel, we need to listen attentively to the words that's being spoken by Yah's chosen people. We need to understand that those chosen people are speaking the words of Yahushua, because Yahushua said that I will send my word, my spirit back to comfort you. And to also give you understanding of the words that have been spoken, of the words that have been recorded on the pages. It is the prophets and the teachers that he opens up the mysteries of his word so that they can be revealed to humanity. Shema Israel, listen attentively. Obey the voice of the Mighty One as is being disseminated through his mediator, the prophets, the teachers, and those in whom he chooses to minister his word to you. Shema Israel, may you have a peaceful and restful slumber. May Yahweh continue to protect you from dangers seen and unseen. May you stand on his word in your conscious mind as well as your unconscious mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shalom, Israel. May you have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
cries are first, not a song of sorrow, pain, but the one that sings of your worth, Savior, oh, the world's in need. Let me love and adore you totally.
Even though I'm in I will never be the same. From the moment that you came into my life, my world, unbelievable. And all because of you, and all the things you've done for me, I'm not gonna say. You taught me how to live my life and gave me hope. Showed me how to give when all I had but wouldn't be received. Don't know how I could say, face another day without you in my life. It's not worth living without you by my side. Don't know how I could stand on broken dreams and a promise made of them. There's none like you, in you I can depend. You make me whole. Yeah. Many lows, I know I can face it all, cause I know I'm not alone. And all because you taught me how to live my life. You gave me hope, you showed me how to give when all I had I thought wouldn't be received. Don't know how I could say, face another day without you in my life. It's not worth living without you by my side. Don't know how I could stand on broken dreams and a promise made of sand. There's one like you, and you I can't depend.
Oh, I can't. I'm broken. I wanna have, and I may not be everything I wanna be.
Sunshine and rain, we wanna still give you.